he was never afraid to mix up sort of moving and sad bits and genuinely sort of
he always wrote too much as well. There was always too much, and so there's an awful lot that's never been seen on the cutting room floor. And there was I think everybody suffered cuts over the years, and you'd do a scene and then you watch it through and it had been cut because it wasn't germane to the plot or something.
Except on the one occasion when that scene when he falls through the bar, which was not in the original, because on that occasion he was 10 minutes under, and Trigger wasn't in that. Wasn't going to be.
Oh, you're going to tell me you never got cut, I suppose, are you?
No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm just telling you that in that episode, that's an exception. What was unusual was that, and that moment sort of became a famous moment.
Did he have much humility?
Yes. Well, I remember saying to him, because we were getting lots of people coming out to saying, "Oh, it's brilliant! How the hell does he do it?" and all that. And I remember saying to him, "What do we say, John? What do we say apart from the usual things?" He said, "Just tell him we're brilliant." Now, I think he was, as he said, I think in that clip it came through. He felt he was extremely lucky that the thing went on at all, and someone was looking after him. And he still didn't know who it was who'd put it on after that strike. When they were looking for stuff to put on, he thought he was lucky, but he was very, very proud of it. And as we all were, and that's what held the whole thing together, really.
He wasn't afraid to mix it up either with sort of more moving and sort of emotional stuff. He wasn't, because some writers think that you've got to be funny all the time, but he wasn't afraid. He knew that he could keep the balance, and he's there are many like him. They don't come around very often.
Roger, thank you. John Challis?
Yes, I'll actually agree with all that. It was everybody's life. That's why I think it was so successful. He wrote about everybody's life. Everybody had been through those things, the ups and downs, the troughs. He wasn't afraid to confront those things, but make you look at it, as I say, and smile about it. And
I wonder what Boycey would say. I wonder what Boycey would say.
He'd say, "Well, it's been a very good ride. The train has stopped, so I suppose we'd better get off. But we can look back. We can look back with great pride at what we did before, and we're still on, let's face it."